Welcome to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamp-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. Today, we turn our attention to one of the most dynamic outbound markets in the world, China. After a much-anticipated return to international travel in 2023, Chinese travelers are back and their behaviour is shifting in fascinating ways. Our guest today is Maria Ramino. She is Sales Director Europe of Huawei Mobile Services. Maria, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you for having me here.
It's our pleasure. Maria, you are here to share key insights into what's next for Chinese outbound travelers and tourism, and how technology is playing a vital role, and how destinations can better connect with the modern Chinese traveler. Indeed, we are delighted that you are here. To set the scene, Huawei is known globally for tech innovation, but not everyone links it to travel. Why, Maria, is Huawei focusing on the travel industry, and what does that relationship look like?
Yeah, it's totally understood, because when someone thinks on Huawei, it probably comes to anyone's mind technology, right? Technology, innovation. But actually, there are several reasons why Huawei has a strong presence in the travel industry. First, travel is very linked to technology developments, and that's not something from today, it's from several years ago, right? From what has to do with the smart cities, for example, and how to make citizens and travelers' lives easier, better connector, more intelligent in destinations, or also any AI developments, you know, in travel agents, which is something that is very on the trend today, to any other advanced technologies that in a nutshell can make travelers' life easier, right? Moreover, as you mentioned, Chinese outbound travelers are back. They are double since the pandemic, and we can foresee actually that Chinese outbound travelers reach 80% pre-pandemic level in 2024 and is expected to be totally recovered in 2025. So in Huawei, we realize that this will unleash a very big opportunity to travel companies and the tourism destinations and so on. But we are also aware of the difficulties, let's say, that overseas companies may encounter when entering into China market, right? No matter if it's for marketing or for implementing any innovation. So we thought, let's help all our partners out there in that mission, right? Who's better than the leading company in access to users in China mobile market and the top company, top tech company, actually, for reference there, right? And that's why.
Fantastic. Good. Well, I really think that this is important. It sets the scene for our very global audience as well. So let's dive in now, Maria. Let's have a look at 2025. From Huawei's perspective, what key trends are shaping how Chinese travelers choose where, and should we say how, they travel? Let's hear the data.
Yeah, well, comparing to 2019, we see that more and more travelers are more eager to travel for relaxation, seeing different landscape beyond their expectation, you know, collecting new experiences and, let's say, deeply experiences local lifestyles, right? So we can say that the travel styles are more niche than before. And on the other hand, because, you know, the uncertainty of global economy and political environment, Chinese travelers also have more and more concerns about outbound traveling, you know, safety, healthcare, cultural adaptation, visa policy, travel costs also become the top of the items that affect the consideration of a new destination. But there is also a very interesting new trend that is these independent tourists. You know, in China, it was very typical to travel a group by an agency, right? In a very big groups, taking pictures. This is a typical image that we have of a Chinese traveler, right? But this is actually changing a lot. Currently, we some of the data saying that more than 50% of the total travelers are traveling, let's say, independently, right? They are organizing their own trip independently. And this is going to change the landscape in a very relevant way.
Very interesting. I wonder, you will be very well placed to discuss this with me, but you know, what role is technology playing in this particular shift, would you say?
I would say that among the key factors, one of them is the digitalization, for sure, no? The use of mobile apps to plan and book trips. And also, and I think this is very linked to the digitalization, the change of the new generation preferences, right? We're looking for more unique experiences rather than, let's say, standard massive ones. So at the end, this means that online channels and social media platforms to search for tourism content, to be inspired, you know, experiences and later to share with others, of course, is key for these travelers, no, in this new era. And basically, as a result, the destinations and the tourism companies must adapt their own communication strategies to these new needs, right? And that is mainly the reason why platforms such as our own Petal Ads advertising platform, which is owned by Huawei, who offers a tailor-made solution through all these entities, can really make the difference with these new strategies.
Let's maybe talk a little bit about luxury travel, because it's always a very strong segment, especially when it comes to sort of the Chinese outbound traveler. And what are you seeing? What's changing in what Chinese luxury travelers want? What does your data tell you?
The luxury segment is actually one of the most important one, and it's also one of the most difficult to target correctly, right? Certainly, it's extremely important to understand their needs and how to catch their attention. I will say that one of the most remarkable preferences among Chinese luxury travelers is personalization. So this basically refers to the growing preference of tailor-made itineraries, which connects actually with the race of independent travelers we mentioned before, right? But also with the high sense of curated experiences and private guides that these tourists seek for, no? As an example, they will prioritize, for example, private villas or accommodations that can provide any type of VIP services over the very crowded luxury hotels, right? In this context, experience-based luxury is really, really another key preference, right? Not only affecting the shopping style of the travelers, but also the activities such as choosing Michelin star restaurants, or wellness retreats, or spa experiences like that, right? And at the end, identifying those audiences is really the challenge, right? It will be really important for any travel company or destination to properly adapt to this new, let's say, expectations of those tourists. Huawei at the moment gathers a large, very large base of high value users who are looking for this kind of experiences. So basically with Petal Ads, you can build a connection with these high value users, especially with the potential travelers, right? Which are the ones we want to target. So basically, just to give you a couple of numbers, within total 580 million Huawei mobile services users, there are 14 million luxury and wellness travelers, right? So it's pretty, quite a huge user base, but at the same time, quite targeted, that is looking for opportunities out there, right?
Is there any particular area in travel, in luxury travel, that's doing very, very well when it comes to grabbing the attention of the Chinese traveler, just if you happen to know?
Well, if we are talking about luxury, I will say that in general, they mention experiences that are now offered by, for example, different type of hotels, anything that has something to do with wellness is really exploding now in China, health in general, and let's say how technology is increasing health in general, is improving the health in general is something that is exploding in China.
That's a very important point there. We hope that that's going to be very useful for our audiences listening to this particular podcast. Now, Maria, why don't we talk a little bit about destinations? Which ones stand out? Any sort of standout places or regions, I should say, that are catching the eye of the Chinese travelers this year?
Sure. Actually, you know, this is changing so fast, but based on the analysis of destination popularity drivers, enhancing positive attributes while mitigating negative factors that we mentioned before has been crucial for locations' appeal, right? And for example, the inclusion of Cameroon, Lithuania, Fiji, etc. in the Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2025 list, coupled with the, let's say, favorable visa policies for Chinese travelers, has positioned these countries as a rising stars in the global tourism, for sure. And similarly happened in Europe and countries such as Serbia, Montenegro, or Slovakia. We have been seeing this in Europe as well, right? But there are other phenomena that are also, let's say, influencing this, such as this very well-known for everybody Taylor Swift era tour that has been showcasing, you know, how major cultural events can drive tourism as well. But basically, in the post-pandemic era, Chinese tourist decision-making habits have become more emotional. So what do we mean with this? Compared with the past, where normally they just need to compare, you know, travel products, prices to make travel decisions. Now, a good brand event or the development of a unique and personalized experience can really bring social interaction and explosive sharing in the media that will drive their decision, you know. So this is what we mean with this emotional, no? Yeah.
I mean, a lot of governments out there and a lot of countries out there are sort of shooting themselves in the foot, you know, by having these very convoluted visa requirements and setups. And as we know, this is also what prevents, of course, travelers and tourists coming into certain countries because it's simply too convoluted and you end up changing your mind, which is, of course, good for other destinations, we should say, as well. We were talking about the Chinese traveler being quite discerned and wanting something special. So what kind of experiences or activities are growing most in popularity from the data that you have access to?
Oh, well, on top of the insight of the first question, we can also foresee a lot of trends according to the data, no? And the connection with our customers in different industries. I will summarize this basically in three, right? Continued advancements in digital technology, we mentioned before, but don't want to be boring. But this is actually something really, really important, no? That provide to the luxury travel industry with opportunities for enhanced customer experience. Customer experience is the key right now. So digital innovation such as personalized mobile apps, virtual reality tours, etc., can really make the difference here. And to not forget partnering with high-end brands, right? We are also in the area of partnerships and cooperation. So establishing exclusive collaboration can also bring a lot of success. What else to say as a third? More and more tourists also prefer cultural tourism to learn. You know, this is really a trend in China. They love to learn. They love to deep dive in the local lifestyle to really learn the behavior, the habits, and discover the experiences in the destination. So I think every single, let's say, destination strategy has to have this in the center.
Whilst we still have a little bit of time, let's talk a little bit about Europe. How are sort of European destinations, again, adapting to win back the Chinese visitors now that they're flying here, there, and everywhere again?
For sure, enhancing connectivity and policies. So with improved flight routes, visa facilitation, and tailored tourism routes or circuits, European destinations are becoming more and more accessible and appealing to the Chinese travelers. So we have to have very present that this is a long-distance market, and connectivity, and with connectivity, I mean everything around connectivity is key, right? But also, what we mentioned before, the cultural niche engagement, no, beyond any, let's say, more traditional tourism, collaborations in technology, cultural festivals, lifestyle sectors, gastronomy tours, these kind of things are deepening Chinese travelers' campaign, no? Think on augmented reality guides, things like that, no? You know, China is ahead in innovation and in technology, and we have to think how to match with that expectation. That's why technology is so important also in traveling, right?
Yeah.
And also, I would say sustainable travel. So nowadays, we can't forget this. And this is one of the common, very important trend in the whole Europe. And in particular, towards the Chinese travelers, this means offer low season travel opportunities. Europe is very lucky with Chinese travelers because they will travel in some seasons that are low season in Europe, such as October, which is called the Golden Week, the Chinese New Year between January and February. So not the so common, you know, summer holidays and so on, right? So offering good traveling opportunities in those, let's say, low season periods is going to be very, very important to contribute in some way to sustainability in general, no? Also offering attractive traveling opportunities outside, let's say, outside the beaten track, outside the most visited places, but blended it with very interesting cultural or gastronomy or experiences, it will also contribute to sustainability, no?
Now, before we wrap up, I just want to ask you if you might have some final tips for destinations hoping to better connect with the Chinese travelers this year and beyond.
Well, probably something that I don't know if it's very obvious, but for us, it is very, very important. Beyond what we mentioned during our conversation, I mean, trust on someone expert in this market. You know, when marketing, when building new strategies, or when trying to develop something new in a new market, because brand reputation is extremely important in China, you know, and any false step there is going to be forever. And especially for the Chinese travelers, they really need to build this trust when visiting a new destination. And this is what we are trying to offer from Petalats, from Huawei.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. Maria, our time very sadly is up. It's been brilliant to have you here today. Thanks for a fantastic overview of such a rapidly evolving market. It's been wonderful to have you as one of our travel heroes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to you and the team.
It's very clear that Chinese travelers are not only coming back, but coming back with, shall we say, a lot of new expectations. And there's huge potential to pick this up. So to all our listeners, I would say keep watching this space. The return of Chinese outbound tourism is not just a recovery. It's really, I would say, a reinvention. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to the ITB Berlin Travel Hero podcast. Join us again next month as we look ahead to the summer season. We'll explore how bookings are shaping up and which destinations are set to come out on top. We have an exclusive interview with Forward Keys, bringing stats and data to the conversation. You can find more Travel Hero podcasts on ITB Berlin's website. Join us soon again, and safe travels.